Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in to Vern's Hot Stove.
Lined into right center field for a hit. Merrifield's going to try to score. A good throw home could get him. Then the throw is not in time.
Every Thursday night starting at 6, taking you all the way up to opening day in Cleveland.
Slider is lifted to shallow center and back to make a great catch. Nicky Lopez.
Live from Surprise, Arizona, here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Oh, we can use the highlights. The lockout has been lifted. Put on your freaking seatbelts. I know this is baseball. I could run through a wall right now. I could do an 8-hour show. Just getting you ready for spring training. The lockout has been lifted. Pitchers, catchers, and everyone else reporting to Surprise, Arizona on the 13th of March. Opening day on the 7th of April at Kauffman Stadium. Now, I mentioned the report day. March 13th just happens to be the 27th birthday of our first guest tonight. You just heard him make a sensational play. I believe that play was made at Wrigley. In the hometown in front of the family and friends. Great play, great season. And we're looking for an encore here in 2022. Nicky Lopez, kind enough to join us. The first Royals shortstop in the history of this franchise to hit 300. Nicky, it's my pleasure to have you on. And how about that for a premature birthday present? The lockout has been lifted, and you guys are on your way to Surprise.
Let's go, Vern. I've been waiting for this. Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it, but, man, it feels good to be back. Feels good to finally be en route to Arizona. I've spent the offseason in Arizona, but it just so happens this week, because it is my birthday weekend, I made a pit stop up to Chicago to see my family for my birthday, and then we get this news. So I was telling someone I should have came back to Chicago a long time ago. Maybe we would have ended it a long time ago, but... No, it's good to get the news and be able to see my teammates here in the next couple of days and get back in front of the best fans in baseball. So
what's the daily routine looked like? You guys, if it wasn't for the owners locking you out, you would have been here for the past month at the Royals facility. How have you been staying ready?
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, workouts, everyone's different, you know, they had different, you know, you had to find where to work out. I was fortunate enough to have a good spot out in Scottsdale that I was able to work out. And then we had a massive group of big leaguers that were, hitting and taking infield, every other day or almost every single day, at Grand Canyon University. And, we were staying ready. There was about like 30 big leaguers there that were, you know, hitting, and we were just broken up into groups, and it was fun. It was one of those things that we all knew that we should be playing, we should be competing on the field and competing against each other. But we got our work in, we were ready, and we were just waiting to hear when we had to report.
You guys often say it's difficult to duplicate game speed. What was most difficult for you over the past month to duplicate what you need to be ready for opening day?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that was the hardest thing was is that we didn't know when the end date was. We heard, you know, we had a good idea, we had a good feeling that this might be it, and then things would fall through. And the biggest thing was kind of pacing yourself, but also getting the proper work in so that, you know, you could be ready. But you also, you know, you don't want to get ready too early, and then, you know, you drive your body, you know, into a wall, so to speak, and you have another month until the lockout was over. So it was just kind of trying to pace yourself, trying to know, you know, what you needed, and how to not overwork yourself, but just to be ready when the time does come. And I think we did a good job at that.
Especially someone like yourself, shortstop, second base, I mean, could even get some time in at third, who knows. How did you approach the possibilities of bouncing around that infield?
Yeah, I mean, taking ground balls, whether it's short, second, third, all you got to do is you got to make the play and throw it over to first. You know, you got to put yourself in the right position, and you got to just keep working on your craft. And that's what I did this offseason, just taking ground balls and bounced around the infield while I was doing it. And whatever Skip wants me to do and whatever the Royals want me to do, I'm going to do because, I mean, you know me and my teammates know me. I'm a team-first kind of guy. So whatever that may be, whether it's at short, whether it's at second, wherever else they need me, I'll you know, go over there and play the best of my ability and play my heart out.
Yeah, we've all witnessed that over the past few years. Nicky Lopez, kind enough to join us here on 610 Sports Radio. So us fans and us in the media, it has been a roller coaster of emotion over the past week and a half, where we think a deal's about to be reached, only to have the and like you players have the rug pulled out from under you, and when, you know, we think this whole thing's falling apart, up and down, up. How much of the roller coaster have you been riding, knowing that you're getting a little bit better information than we are on the outside?
We still rode that same roller coaster as everyone, and we wanted to play as bad as everyone wanted us to play. And I know I said it earlier in an interview that I don't want the fans to think that we're doing this out of spite, or we're doing this, you know, not thinking about them and not thinking about the cities that we play in. It was just, you know, we had to do what we had to do for the longevity and the future of baseball and the guys that are coming up. And, you know, I think baseball is in a better place now than it was, you know, last CBA. And, but we couldn't be more excited to be in front of the fans again and be back and playing. But it was definitely a roller coaster ride. It was one of those things you had to kind of stay level headed. And you got to, you know, think, okay, maybe you don't want to fall in the rabbit hole of, oh, it's going to get done today, because then obviously what we saw is it took like another couple weeks, and you didn't want your hopes too high or too low. So it ended up working out. But like I said, we wanted the fans to stay with us. And now we're going to be able to get on the field and perform in front of them and you know, play our heart out each and every day.
So, Are you the type that's going to be begging Matheny for as many ABs as possible, or routines from the past spring trainings in your career, are you comfortable relying on what you've done in the past?
So that's the thing is, last year I was able to formulate a really good routine that was comfortable for me, something that seemed to be successful, and something that was I could carry forward in the years to come. So I'm going to just trust my routine. I already reached out to Mabes, Terry, Keone, and obviously on the defensive side, just get my work in there. But on the offensive side, just kind of stick to my routine. See as much live pitching as I can. But, you know, for the most important thing that I want and I hope each team kind of takes in consideration is I just want, you know, the pitchers to stay healthy. This would be very tough if we rush things and, you know, the pitchers start going down, and because ultimately they need to get built up. It's one thing, you know, throwing bullpens each and every day and that kind of stuff, but when you're thrown into game situations too early, obviously adrenaline kicking, you know, things can happen. So I just hope that everyone stays healthy, I hope that, you know, position players stay healthy and we can get the opening day healthy and as a team, and then we can, you know, put the best product out there on the field and, you know, play in front of the fans.
Especially with how many young arms you guys have returning this year, and that will likely dictate how successful this season is.
Absolutely. We have a lot of young arms. I think last year we were the youngest pitching staff in all of baseball, which is great, which is awesome, getting the experience as well. And I think I've always said this from my debut, that the future is bright here in Kansas City, and I'm sticking to it. The future is so bright in Kansas City, and it's only going to get better. It's going to keep getting better, and I'm excited, man. When I heard the news, I was actually roaming the halls of my old high school, checking in on, you know, my old baseball coach, a couple of teachers, and I heard the news, and I was ecstatic. So what a better way to find out when we were starting than back where, you know, it started. So it's pretty cool.
That's surreal. Did you find yourself needing to, because in my position, I'm pro union, pro players, pro labor. So I had no issue defending what you and the other 1,200 big leaguers were standing up for. How often did you find yourself with friends and family needing to explain them, hey, this isn't billionaires and millionaires, kind of laying out to them exactly what you guys are standing up for?
Yeah, a lot, actually. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to the people who, you know, stuck with us, and I give a lot of credit for the people who texted me and, you know, were kind of actually curious and really were interested in kind of wanting to understand what was going on. And, you know, it was those kind of, you know, those people on social media that you try to stay away from that, you know, don't really understand what's going on. And that's where it was kind of difficult to see. And obviously you don't want to talk back to them and stuff like that. But it was one of those things that you want to educate as many people as possible that it wasn't, you know, millionaires versus billionaires. It wasn't that at all. It was more of, hey, we have a CBA that happens every couple years, and we want to better the game of baseball for years to come and for the young guys. And we want baseball to be in a better place than where it began. And I think we did some things. We made a lot of great strides. But yeah, the billionaires versus billionaire stuff was kind of tough to hear, but I can see where people are, you know, are coming when it comes to that stuff. But it's also, you know, you just got to educate people.
Right. A few more minutes here. Royals infielder Nicky Lopez joining us on 610 Sports Radio. An extra playoff spot. We got six American League teams will be playing October baseball. I know something you're champing at the bit to take part in. You obviously embrace the idea. How excited are you that the Royals could be one of those six teams when it's all said and done?
Oh, super, super excited. I think I said this my first interview of the offseason. I'm kind of tired of watching other people compete in October. I want to be one of those teams that compete in October, and I think that we have the guys to do so. We have the leadership to do so, and we have the, you know, the young pitching staff to do so. We're formulating a core that I think that will be with us for years to come, and we can build around. And I think this core will be able to, you know, get us over the hump. And I talked to a lot of people, and we're not far off. And now that, you know, there's extra spots, I mean, we're gonna compete day in and day out. And I don't see why we can't be one of those teams. And that's why it starts. It's gonna start, you know, Monday when we're back together as a team. It's gonna start when we get on the field and play our first spring training game, and then go from there. And but I think everyone in that clubhouse, we're young, we're hungry. And we want to be in October. We want to play in October. So I'm super excited.
Are there any teammates that you've been in contact with that we need to be aware that they're in the best shape of their life, or they're bracing for a breakout season? Are you hip to anyone who's set to break out in 2022?
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the hat too early. You know, just, you know, I'm going to let the actions speak for themselves, but I've worked out with a lot of guys this off season. You know, some Dallas guys, some guys out here in AZ, and I know a lot of guys are more hungry than we were a year ago. And I think that says a lot about, you know, the type of team we are. I just said this a little bit ago. We're young and we're hungry and we're ready to prove that, you know, we're not just another team out there that's going to participate. We're out there to compete, and we're out there to see October baseball. We're out there to compete in October baseball, and we're going to put a good product out there. And I couldn't be more excited. And I think the fans should be excited as well.
No more, ghost runner, extra, on second base and extra innings. And no more seven-inning doubleheaders. I know you guys are going to have to make up a few games over the course of the season. Nine-inning. Look, no one's complaining. I'm not complaining. but I do feel for you guys, those August nine-inning doubleheaders in Kansas City. I can only imagine.
We're going to have to drink the fluids and get the legs out from under us. But no, it's good. If that's what we have to do to get baseball back out there and start playing and be able to play in front of the fans, then hey, let's do it.
Nicky, I got two more questions for you. First of all, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe first year arbitration eligible, Super 2. The next guy coming on, Brady Singer's coming on a little bit later, another guy that this organization did not manipulate. Service time, when the opportunity was earned, they gave you the chance at the big league level. For as much as the union was fighting to make sure the younger players get paid earlier in their careers, it just has to buoy the spirits, you know, showing up to work to an organization like this one.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't have, I mean, words can't even describe what I think about this organization. It's an organization that I can see myself playing my whole career in. But for them not to manipulate my service time, like I know a lot of other organizations might do to some of their players, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family. Such a good family-oriented organization. They truly do care about the player. But it's more of, you know, you're a person before you're a player, and that's something that I think a lot of times it's taken for granted in this business. But for them to be able to do that, it means the world to me, and that's why it's easy for me to put on that jersey and go out there and bust my butt and play 110% every single day. And that's what I strive to do, and it's easy to wear Royals across my chest knowing that they're going to have my back. So I can't say enough about the organization.
Well, dude, you earned it. Go get every single penny, because to play shortstop every single day, to hit 300, yeah, it's about time you get your money, and I'm glad you'll be getting it via arbitration, although maybe have to go through those hearings during the season. That could be goofy, but final thing I want you to just speak to the Royals fans listening. You know how fired up they are right now. They're just a few weeks away from hopefully getting back out here to surprise and watching you guys, and then April 7th at Kauffman Stadium. Nicky Lopez, what's your message to Royals fans listening?
We're back. We appreciate you sticking with us. We're finally back, and we can't wait to see you guys at the K, and I hope we pack out that place, because I think we're up to something special here in KC. So can't wait to see you at Kauffman Stadium and go Royals.
It's been too long since we've had a normal, ordinary, packed house opening day. I can't wait for you to see what the K's got in store for you. Nicky, I can't thank you enough for the time tonight, and I'll see you in a few days.
Awesome. Thank you, Byron. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. There you go. Yep, thank you. Nicky Lopez. The first Royal shortstop in history to hit 300. Man, I discussed this earlier today with Carrington on the drive. It's not difficult to get fired up about this team. We could just go around the diamond from Nicky to Mondy to Bobby Witt Jr. to Santana and Salvi, Benny, Michael A. Taylor, Hunter Dozier, Whit Merrifield. You know the young arms in the rotation and in the bullpen. Ladies and gentlemen, we got six teams making the playoffs in the American League. You heard the names. You know the upside. You know the promise. Nah, I'm not saying that all of them are going to hit, but the hope is there. And for lifelong Royals fans, you've shown up plenty of times to spring trainings in the past, and the hope was fleeting. You had to really stretch. You had to really pull off some mental gymnastics to envision the Royals playing in October. It does not take those mental gymnastics. It doesn't take much of a stretch. It's a pitcher here, it's a pitcher there, a reliever there. This bat wakes up, and this bat explodes, and suddenly we're playing some meaningful September baseball games. We'll talk with Brady Singer, one of those young arms that has a chance to really take this thing from what it was last year, a 74-win ball club, to getting this record over 500 and getting this team back into October baseball. I could talk to you all night, Kansas City. We'll see if the bosses allow it. Plenty of other discussions concerning this, the new CBA. We'll dive into the meeting for the 2022 Kansas City Royals, and we'll talk with Brady Singer after this.
This is Burns Hot Stove. Thursday night starting at 6 on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Burns Hot Stove live from Surprise Stadium in Surprise, Arizona. Overlooking this beautiful field. Same spot I've done this show over the past 4 weeks. But honestly, over the previous 4 weeks, every time I would look down on this field, I would get angry. Not angry at anybody in particular. Well, okay, maybe the owners. But I would be angry because the field is so pristine, so manicured, ready to go, and yet no one was playing baseball on it. That will be untrue in less than 24 hours as the Rangers and Royals minor leaguers will do battle on the Surprise Stadium field tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock Kauffman Stadium time. Jack Leiter reportedly will be one of the arms on the bump. The former Vanderbilt Commodore, one of the top pitching prospects in the country. One of the top pitching prospects last year in the 2021 draft class, likely squaring off with Bobby Witt Jr. tomorrow. And then the big leaguers arrive on the 13th, spring training game shortly thereafter, and then opening day April 7th at Kauffman Stadium. And of course, for the 15th season, you'll be listening to Royals baseball right here on 610 Sports Radio. Now, we'll talk with Royals starting pitcher Brady Singer coming up in just a moment, but a few other notes to pass along. As I mentioned there with Nicky Lopez, the doubleheaders this season will not be of the seven-inning variety, nine-inning doubleheaders. We will not have the extra-inning rule that we saw a season ago with the man on second in the 10th inning. That goes by the wayside. And then plenty of other numbers, monetary figures that we'll dive into regarding the CBA. I'll get to all of that coming up in just a moment. But as promised, joining us right now, Royals starting pitcher, Brady Singer. Brady, can't thank you enough for the time tonight. Do you even remember what a normal on-time baseball season feels like? Because, man, 2019 was a long time ago for you.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I haven't just even like booking, you know, housing and spring training. It's just been like, what? I got to wait till this date. I can't get anything done. And we're in the same boat right now. But no, I haven't had an on-time one yet, but we're working through it.
Yeah, well, looks like opening day will be a packed house at Kauffman Stadium. And I'm sure what you're most excited about is having us goofballs in the media inside your clubhouse after a game. So right after a start, when you want to celebrate with your teammates, you're going to have to talk with us first.
There we go. That's not a problem at all.
How I don't know if you would even describe it as tough, but how strange have these past few weeks been when you're I was just talking with Nicky Lopez. You don't know when it's going to end, so you're not quite sure how to ramp up.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, but I mean, honestly, we kind of did this during COVID too. I mean, obviously we could talk to everybody during it, but you know, just preparing the same way they usually do, but it's just a little bit different. I mean, we had a great setup here. I live in Tampa, so we have a great setup here. I've been actually doing live BPs, and you know, we played a little bit of a game the other day, a little inter-squad game, but no, it's been good. I mean, we just keep doing, you know, what you're kind of doing. And we're really trying to just imitate what we'd be doing in spring training. So, you know, got to probably up to two, maybe close to three innings now. But like I said, just trying to do what you think we would be doing.
Now, there are enough Florida Gators in the big leagues where you guys could just run a scrimmage of alum. Is that who you're going up against, or are you bringing in the local high schoolers and working them over?
No, there's a lot of guys here in Tampa. A lot of those guys, actually, too. I mean, we were obviously working here with Jackson. Carr, he lives here. Keller, Brad Keller, just moved here, too. So we've all been throwing together this whole entire offseason, and that's been really good. So not only having them, but, you know, like I said, everybody here in Tampa, we've had a great group of guys and been doing a lot of work.
So fair to say that you're further along than you would be on a normal report date for spring training.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm right there where I would be. I feel like, you know, at this time we'd be right there on that probably three inning mark. So I was kind of just trying to imitate that a little bit. But like I said, it's going well.
And, you know, from conversations I've had with, you know, certain members of the organization, none of this really took anyone by surprise. You were properly prepared going into the off season. If this does happen, here's where we would like you, right?
Yeah. I mean, Brady, we had this conversation, stuff like that. But, you know, the big thing was just be prepared as you can. And I think definitely am. And like I said, we had so many resources here in Tampa that I'm as prepared as I could be during a situation.
Now, it's your livelihood, so of course you pay attention. But how much of the up and down nature of the past week and a half, where we think we're close, no, we're not close. We think we're close, no, we're not. How much of that back and forth have you been following? Are you on Twitter refreshing every second like myself?
No, probably not as much. I was kind of just waiting for the word. I mean, there when I think they were down in Florida, you know, definitely getting excited. I started getting antsy. And then it was just like up and down so much. And I said, you know what, just screw it. Let's just keep doing what you've been doing. And, you know, when we hear the, you know, it's actually a go, we'll start moving. So kind of what I've been doing. So today we obviously got the deal done and heard it's a go. So now we're in kind of full panic. Let's move out and figure out a place to live and get out of AZ.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like for like free agents right now. You know, I understand you and your fiance. You know, could you imagine if you didn't know what camp you were going to, let alone what time we're going to camp?
Yeah, she actually said that earlier. I mean, that would just be, I'd obviously be harder than it is now. I mean, it's hard right now knowing exactly where I'm going. So I can't imagine those guys. It's about to turn into a frenzy too. I mean, with all these signings, it's going to be a crazy day for baseball next few days, few weeks for sure.
With Whit Merrifield as your player rep, I'm wondering, does he text you to say, all right, lockout's been lifted, and do you believe him at first, knowing his proclivity to goof around?
Well, the funny thing is, we were actually playing golf together today, so yeah, I knew he wasn't screwing around when he said it, so I got it straight from him, and I can, waiting on him to say that we got it done, and like I said, finally got it done.
No doubt. A few more minutes. Brady Singer, Royal starting pitcher, kind enough to join us here on 610 Sports Radio as the lockout has been lifted, free agency is underway, and new rules implemented this season, including the universal DH, which means, correct me if I'm wrong, barring something goofy in an extra inning game, Brady, you might never get a big league AB?
I think everybody, I mean, a lot of guys in the team were waiting for that to happen. I think I split around it. I don't think I'm going to get it. You know, extra inning, I don't know. That's going to have to be really bad, and we might have to be about 20 minutes for that to happen. But I think I got around it, so we'll see. Anything can happen.
Well, are you disappointed, or are you happy that you're not going to go up there and take your hacks against, you know, someone throwing the sinker-slider combo?
Well, I'm kind of both. I mean, I'm happy because, honestly, guys are throwing way too freaking hard now. So it'd be nice to stand in there. But, you know, I kind of did just want to see it one time. But we'll see. Like I said, anything can happen. And, you know, if I get that extra inning, I don't know how it's going to go. But at least I'm going to say I got it at bat.
Okay, so it's the 14th inning. Matheny's used everyone on the bench. Who's the one pitcher that you know he'll choose me over this other pitcher? Who's the guy that you know you'll get the AB before?
Who would I get it before?
Kowar, Bubit. Who would you go with?
I said I feel like I might get it before Lynch.
Okay. Yeah, a big lefty. He's got a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
That's a lot of moving parts to square up 97. Brady, how about I brought this up to Nikki just a moment ago, an extra playoff spot from a guy that came from a program that is used to winning and playing in the postseason. I know you're already fired up to get back out here, but the possibility that this is your maiden voyage into October baseball, how much more of a spark does that light under you?
Yeah, I mean, I think not only myself, but I think everybody's going to be so excited. I mean, that's huge, and, you know, playing in October is something that, you know, we all have on our mind. You know, as soon as the season starts, as soon as we get there, you know, in Arizona, we're all going to be, you know, locked into that. So, super exciting. I mean, it's something, you know, we can't imagine doing that. So, I mean, just for the fans and for Kansas City, just being able to do that, bring that back to Kansas City, that'll be unbelievable. So, I mean, we'll definitely be excited.
I thought, looking back on your 2021, and who cares what I think, but I thought the organization, the way that they handled you, was a lot better than I saw maybe some other organizations where it was, all right, we're going to let you throw this many pitches, and then no matter what, we're taking you out of the game. It sure seemed to me that the Royals, when they needed to pull you back for a shoulder to protect that arm, to protect your future, they did that. But they also allowed you to push yourself to prepare for the rest of your career moving forward. How pleased were you with how they took care of you, but also didn't, at least from my perspective, didn't really baby you at all?
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't change anything. I think they did an absolute amazing job of, you know, handling me last year, going through some, you know, some shoulder stuff and some different bumps and bruises and stuff like that. But I'm kind of the guy that, you know, just want to keep going. You know, I don't really want to stop, no matter, you know, either how bad it hurts or anything like that. But, you know, Mike and the rest of everybody else has did a great job of, you know, kind of pulling the reins back on times where, you know, they've seen this happen. Obviously, they have a lot of experience and have seen this happen before. So, helping me through that. But, yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. I think, just like you said, really did an incredible job. And, really enjoyed, you know, kind of how it went out. You know, obviously wanted to, you know, have a few more outings, you know, that wasn't, you know, getting pulled out early, you know, stuff like that. But the things that I could take from last year, you know, that being the first 160 game season, you know, can take it into this year. It's just huge.
No doubt. So what are the personal goals? What are your expectations for yourself as you get ready to report to camp in the next few days?
Yeah, I think just stay as healthy as you can. Take what you learned last year and know that no one to, you know, kind of pull the reins back and kind of just watch what you're doing more. And, you know, if you don't need to throw that day, don't throw that day. If you need to throw lighter, throw lighter. Don't try to push yourself through this thing because it's just not going to work. The season's way too long.
What are you more tired of answering? Questions about the CBA or questions about the third pitch?
I'll probably go to the third pitch. I've heard that one a lot. But that's been a main focus this offseason. Been throwing a lot more in games here, like I said, with those live BPs and, you know, kind of air squad stuff that we've been doing. I'm really enjoying where it's at. Looking forward to obviously throwing it more this year, but just seeing how, you know, how it can affect the rest of, you know, the rest of my pitches as well.
Brady, final thing for you. I've been discussing it all day, man. You look around the diamond right now, and I feel like I know what the 2022 Royals starting lineup is going to look like. I have a pretty good idea of who's going to consist of the rotation, some big names in that bullpen. What excites you about this team and the prospects for 2022?
Yeah, I mean, everything excites me. I think the whole lineup, like you said, the rotation, the defense, everything is obviously exciting. I mean, we're bringing back, you know, most of the guys from last year. It's an unbelievable group of guys. I mean, they all have one thing on their mind, and you know, that's the win, and the win for the fans as well. But, you know, you talk about those young guys too. Obviously, Bobby Witt and MJ and Prado, I mean, things that they can bring to the table as well. And, you know, the year they had last year, it's just, it's been exciting in Kansas City for, you know, for a long time. But, you know, it's getting very, very, very exciting.
Can't wait. Bobby's already here waiting for you guys. Been pretty lonely, so he's ready to get out here, compete with you guys, and we'll see you in a few days. Brady, I greatly appreciate the time tonight, and welcome back.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys out there soon.
All right, man. There you go. Brady Singer, Royals starting pitcher, joining us here on Vern's Hot Stove on 610 Sports Radio. A few more of the details from the recently agreed to CBA, its impact on names like Bobby Witt Jr., Austin Cox, Nicky Lopez, and so many more. We'll dive into it after this.
You're listening to Vern's Hot Stove, Thursday night starting at 6 and available on demand on the Odyssey app, 610 Sports Radio.
Vern's Hot Stove. This sounds like a classic, like an old ESPN Sports Center music, that doesn't it? But it's not. It's Vern's Hot Stove. We're live from Surprise Stadium in Surprise, Arizona, where there will be Royals action on this diamond tomorrow. Now, minor leaguers, and you know what? Suddenly, I don't say that with the same doom and dismay and anger as I have in days and weeks previous. And that's because the owners lifted the lockout. It became official just over, 45 minutes ago. Free agency can start. Now, if you're curious how active the Royals will be in free agency, first of all, let me say welcome to Kansas City. And for those of you not new to Kansas City, I think you got a pretty good idea of how it's going to go. The Royals are either going to sign their relief pitcher. It'll be one of the first 10 signings in Major League Baseball, or they'll, in my opinion, wait and let the big names fall off the board. And then they'll move in on who they've identified and have had identified for months now. Now, there are plenty. Countless, dozens of relief pitchers available. I'd say there's 20, a dozen to 20 relief pitchers that would fit perfectly in this Royals bullpen. So, do I expect aggressiveness? Not necessarily, because I think Kenley Jansen is probably the biggest name out there when it comes to relief pitchers. He'll more than likely garner the biggest contract. But there are some other names close behind a Kenley Jansen that I think could be paid handsomely. You know, the issue is right now, and you can hear the struggle going on in my mind right now, is I'm wondering how owners are going to react to the new CBT. How they're going to react to the new CBA as well. Are we going to see money thrown around haphazardly? Are we going to see more penny pinching? But names like Colin McHugh, Ryan Tepera, Adam Ottavino, those are the three names that pop in my mind that would fit this bullpen the best. Postseason experience, you know, especially a guy like Colin McHugh who could start a game, could eat up multiple innings. That's the name that jumps off the page at me when you look at the available free agents. Now, there are starters, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Royals bring in a starter or two. Now, I don't believe it's going to be a starter that's going to compete to make 25 to 30 starts this season, but someone that can make six or seven starts, appear out of the bullpen, a dozen or more times, give you 100 some odd innings. Not what Irvin Santana was. In between what Irvin Santana was last year and what Mike Minor was last year, I think he can bring in a starting pitcher of that ilk. So again, no one that's going to stop the presses and force whoever's on 610 Sports Radio at that time to dedicate the next hour of programming to that signing. So relief pitchers, a starting pitcher or two, that's the direction this organization more than likely is going to go, because when you look around the diamond, where else do you see a realistic upgrade coming? Because at first base, if you want an upgrade over Carlos Santana, his name is Nick Prado. You know where Salvi and Bobby Witt Jr., Nicky Lopez, and Adalberto Mondesi, you know, those guys are eating up the rest of the infield positions. Not to mention Whit Merrifield, Hunter Dozier, Andrew Benintendi, Michael A. Taylor, Kyle Isbell, eating up the outfield positions and the DH spot. So as far as position players are concerned, I don't see where the everyday at-bats are to bring in the type of name that would garner the kind of attention to stop the presses or force 610 Sports Radio to go an hour straight talking about fill in the blank. Right, Carlos Santana, Mike Minor, those signings from a year ago, I don't think we'll see anything that matches them as far as name recognition is concerned. A few other things I did want to point out before we hand things off to, is it the Bruce Weber show? Even though he stepped down earlier today, I'm not quite sure. I guess I should, who cares? All right. Oh, Jayhawk Talk Radio, getting you ready for the KU game. Okay, so that's coming up next here on 610 Sports Radio. But a few things I did want to go over. How it pertains to Bobby Witt Jr., who, yes, I do think will be the opening day third baseman. Top prospects who finish first or second in Rookie of the Year voting will receive a full year of service, and teams that promote top prospects to the opening day roster will be eligible to receive draft picks with someone that finishes top three for Rookie of the Year, top five for MVP or a Cy Young Award finish. So Bobby Witt Jr. being on that opening day roster, and if he's able to produce like so many people think he will, well, not only will he be rewarded, but the Royals will be rewarded. So again, another obstacle in the way of Bobby Witt Jr. on an opening day roster seems to have been crumpled up and thrown to the wayside by the players' union in this recent CBA negotiation. Also, man, I had an hour-long conversation with Christian Colon earlier in the week. We were going to play that for you tonight up until the lockout was lifted. But I bring up Christian Colon because I think most people, when you think of Christian Colon, you either think of the game-winning knock in Game 5 against the Mets, or you think about him scoring the game-winning run against the A's in the wild card game back in 2014, while the wild card game is no more. Yeah, we got six playoff teams in each league. The top two seeds get a bye. It's a lot like what the NFL playoffs used to be. Top two seeds get a bye. Second seed will play the winner of the 3-6 matchup, and the top seed will play the winner of the 4-5 matchup. So those wild card series, seeds 4 and 5, seeds 3 and 6, those will be a three-game series leading into the NLDS and the ALDS. Also, one other interesting nugget, starting in 2023, the schedule will feature fewer divisional games. So every team will play at least one series against every opponent. Yeah, that includes the National League. So, thankfully, you and I don't have to watch the Royals and Guardians 19 times, or the Royals and Twins. That's the one for me. I don't really mind Cleveland. I don't mind. I got a nice, strong hatred for the White Sox. Proper disdain for the Detroit Tigers. But the Twins, I've always had too good of a time in Minneapolis. I have a difficult time disliking the Twins. So now we no longer have to see them 19 times, and we no longer have to wait 6 years to see the Dodgers or the Padres or the Giants. We'll see them every year. Now, whether that's at Kauffman Stadium or on the West Coast is yet to be seen, but you will face every team in Major League Baseball every single season, which in 2022 just seems right. You know, I'm as old school as they come. I love what baseball used to be, where you win the American League and you go right to the World Series. The All-Star game used to mean something because you really disliked the National League because you never saw them. And the only chance you got to see them was in the World Series or in the All-Star game. Yeah, that's great. I love that. I'd bring all that back, but I'm in the minority on that. 2022, it's a different entertainment landscape. It's a different attention span. So, a nice move by Major League Baseball. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, man. I told you I could have gone for hours tonight. The Edward Olivares rule. You can only option a player 5 times now. We got the Universal DH. I'm sorry, Brady Singer. You're never going to see a big league at-bat. Man, what a great day. You think I can get down on this field and just run around a little bit? Bet you I can go first to third. I think I'm going to go down to this field right now, go first to third, and test out these hamstrings real quick. Thanks to Julio Sanchez for the help back at the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, baseball is back. I will talk to you tomorrow morning on Fesco in the morning. Brad Keller set to stop by. Whit Merrifield likely to swing by. Cody and Gold. Baseball is back, Kansas City. I couldn't be more thankful. I'll talk to you next Thursday at 6 o'clock on 610 Sports Radio.
This is Burns Hot Stove. Thursday night starting at 6 on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.